Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast. We call it
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, I think this is a great idea of this convict. He picked a great hiding spot. Again, we have to say this every time. We do not encourage breaking the law.
No.
Nor do we encourage running from police. We don't. But if you're going to do that, at least do it smart.
Well, don't forget our motto. If you're going to do something stupid, don't do it while doing something stupid.
You can do one stupid thing at a time, not two. Listen to what this guy did, though. This happened in California. Police were tracking down a suspect in a stalking case.
Ruh-roh.
They located him. His name is Ryan. Ryan Ran. And he went into the Petaluma Pumpkin Patch corn maze. Brilliant.
Fugitive in a corn maze.
That's brilliant. You're running from the law, go to a maze.
Right. They'll never find you in there.
Why has no one done this before?
His thoughts are genius.
Yeah.
But I bet it didn't have a good outcome.
They set up a perimeter around the maze, and six officers went inside the maze. And then the cops cheated because they brought in a helicopter. That's not fair.
And if your cops are running after you in a corn maze, they need to follow maze rules. You can't go through the corn stalks, officer.
I don't think
you've got to follow the labyrinth like the fugitive.
Just like he's doing. I agree totally. Well, after about 2 hours of searching the maze, the helicopter was almost out of fuel. This guy had almost made it. The corn maze trick had almost worked out for him. But then an officer, he was exiting the maze, and he noticed a chicken coop there on the property. He decided, well, maybe I should look in there. Well, sure enough, there he was.
Dang.
Inside the chicken coop.
That's why you can't play hide-and-go-seek with cops, man.
He was not excited that the cops saw him there.
He wasn't excited.
He said, is this a yoke?
Oh.
No foul. Today is National Stupid Question Day, so otherwise known as Tony Randolph Day.
I love it.
Nobody asks more stupid questions than Tony.
That's one of the funnest things that you can do. It's just come out of left field when somebody's not expecting it.
Right, but it's embarrassing to the people who are with you, though.
Well, I don't think about y'all.
Well, I know you don't think about us.
Just think about the question.
You only think about yourself. That's the problem, Tony.
Jason and I are in Kentucky, you remember, and we're eating at a fancy restaurant. And I have no idea why you rich people require so darn many forks and napkins.
Not rich people, Tony. I mean,
you fancy places make eating so darn complicated. And then we had to eat in there, remember? Well, we were blessed to eat in that fancy place.
Yeah, we didn't have to. We got to.
We got to.
And Tony's like, what's all this for?
Well, what?
And he was asking out loud, and there was other people around, and some of us are civilized. And even though we don't eat like that every day, we understand what it's about. It's called etiquette. And Tony out loud, what's this little fork for? Well, that's your dessert fork. Oh, I just need this one. Well, shut up, Tony, and use the dessert fork like you're supposed to. It was embarrassing.
You end up pulling out like your pocket knife and using the fork on it. Look here at this fancy fork.
In honor of the holiday, National Ask a Stupid Question Day, some teachers shared the dumbest questions they've ever heard. Wow.
What are they?
Number one, are bears still real?
They are.
Number two, can you get from America to Africa on a jet ski? I guess technically you could.
You could, yeah.
I mean, technically. Yeah. What are those pyramid-shaped things in Egypt called?
Pyramids.
Yeah. Oh, Tony got one right.
Can I get what?
Is breast milk 1% or 2%?
It's whole,
that's
ain't
what
it?
I thought. Yeah,
it's got to be whole.
If you're sterile, can you pass that on to your children? And where's the Great Wall of China?
It's in China, duh.
Good job.
See,
Tony.
I like them dumber than that. I ask people if you sniff your toenail clippers.
Yeah, in public to people with me standing right next to you. It's a lot of fun. Every Monday, Tony brings you five things that suck worse than Monday.
Bet you'll agree, too. Number five, scorpions in your swimming goggles. Number four, your parachute not opening over an ocean of thumbtacks.
Not just not opening over an ocean of thumbtacks.
That's right. Number three, Coffee brewed through used Kleenexes. Number two, learning the Pope wears leather chaps under that robe.
Nice ones. Real nice ones.
Holy ones.
Good ones.
Yeah. Number one, worse than Monday, mixing NyQuil with your laxative.
Also, this morning, we had a brand new story from Tony in Tony Tales.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, there was a boy named Jack that needed to go up a hill and fetch a pail of water. He seen this hot, freckled redhead named Jill and said, "Hey there, Jill, I'm gonna run up and fetch a pail of water. I'm doing this CrossFit training called Fetch a Pail of Water, and I'm gonna wear a crown like I'm a CrossFit king."
"Sure," said Jill. "I love a hill climbing man. I'd love to fetch a pail of water with you, Jack. And maybe later I can overcomplicate your life and try to control and manipulate your emotions."
Jack and Jill went up that hill, but Jack fell down and broke his crown.
"Oh, crap, Jack, your crown. Reckon that's worth anything? Could we pawn it?"
said Jill.
"Oh, no."
After Jack fell down and broke his crown, Jill came tumbling after. The two of them landed at the bottom of the hill, and they reached out and held on to each other's hands. And then wild coyotes chewed them up into little pieces.
Except the crown. The end.
A brand new word of the day.
Professors can't even get it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Pre-re-decaffeinated. Pre-re-decaffeinated is to warm the caffeines, then caffeinate, then take away the caffeinates so that it's decaffeinated. Pre-re-decaffeinated.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Here you go.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Well, I learned she don't know how to bait a hook, so now I'm back in my old dating book.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
Real Good.
A 16-year-old kid named Zach Clark, he plays high school football in Butler, Ohio. And sadly, his dad passed away just a little over a year ago.
Oh, poor dude.
He was doing some yard work for his mom this month when he heard his neighbors yelling for help. Uh-huh. Turned out the guy who lives next door was working on his car, and it fell and landed on him, pinned him underneath the car.
Oh, no. Panic.
Zach ran over there, reached under the 3,000-pound car, and lifted it just enough for somebody to pull the guy out.
3,000 pounds.
His neighbor ended up with a few broken ribs, but he'll be okay. The doctors told him he wouldn't have made it much longer.
He was under. No, it suffocated him, smothered him.
Zach says he's not sure where the burst of strength come from, but he said he was thinking of his dad when he did it. Mm. He says he knew his neighbor had kids and didn't want them to lose their dad. So he just dug deep and did everything he could to save him.
Sounds to me like his dad came down and helped him out a little bit from heaven, don't it?
Zach Clark, you are
real good.
That does it for today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe if you wouldn't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.